The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
I guess we're going to start recording a fucking podcast.
With three Welcome guys. To the podcast.
Welcome one to cup. Three guys. One microphone. One guy has a beard. One guy has a shorter beard. One guy has a goatee.
See, you still give me the option to leave meeting, so I'll see you guys later.
One guy leaves the meeting. Two left.
In a world, one man chooses death. Liquid death. Try it today. It'll make you pee.
We're trying to get a sponsor for them, man. I tagged them in like every post.
Oh, hell yeah. That'd be great.
That's like, I don't do my thrifting until I get my liquid death. Liquid death.
Funny. It was funny. We're out some flea market or something on Sunday. And I goes, oh, Shannon or I, or somebody was holding one. And some kid was like, oh, you guys sponsored by those? You guys post about them a lot. And I'm like, I fucking wish, dude.
You're just fucking been, famous, man. You ever you forget that?
You should have been like, yeah, I got that liquid death money.
Yeah, I got 30 cents, dude. Yeah.
I get 5 cents if I return this can.
Yeah, exactly.
Not in this state. That's why he moved.
Deposit money. You do get something in Texas for him, right? Some
kind of recycling. Oh, I can't say that joke. Never mind. Aluminum. They give you bullets. You get an individual bullet for every can.
Yeah, for every can you fucking turn in, they make it into a bullet.
Yeah. All right. Apparently, I can't say that joke. So
that's the Chicago trade-in.
Yeah. No, they don't even need the can for that.
For every can you turn in Chicago, they give you a paper ballot that you can hand in for the next election.
Nah, you don't even have to vote. It's already decided. It's decided now.
You turn in a can, you get a fully automatic AK-47. Here you go, child.
You're awfully underarmed for the Metro.
All you have is that little pea shooter for the red line. Here you go. You need a bigger one.
We don't call it the L for nothing. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
We found a Rosati's out here, man.
And what?
We found a Rosati's pizza.
Oh, no kidding.
And it's like, it's like, looks like it. Kind of smells like it. It's got the same shit on the menu. When you try the pizza, the sauce is off.
It's oh, like, it is.
You fuckers.
I had Rosati's like 2 weeks ago. It was.
And then Matt drove Hawaiian. Back over there and he threw it at the door and he's like.
No, we ate guys. There. The lady's like, oh, how'd you like it? And it's like, yeah, it was fine.
You're like, it's pizza.
Did you tell her you're from Chicago too?
Shannon said she is. She's like, oh, and she's like, oh. It's like, shut the fuck up, dude. Like, get out of here.
Like, it's better than a Mama Celeste microwave pizza, for one.
There's some shitty pizza here in Texas. I mean, that's
dude, Florida's place. Like that, too. And no offense to any of our five Florida listeners, but, yeah, your pizza ain't good, dude.
Dude, any state out of New York and Chicago, the pizza's just
man. You guys keep forgetting Connecticut has excellent pizza. Literally won best pizza for, like, several years in a row.
Eh. Connecticut's just a suburb of New York.
Who the fuck's voting on that, dude? Is the same like people kind of the fucking president votes?
Oh, Buddy Velastro, the cake boss himself.
The post Crescent Packard.
The post Crescent Packard. Yeah. The Onceler from the Lorax book. It's that thing where you pick up a midget and you throw him. Oh, that's good. God. Yeah, that's my Stefan.
Dude, the Connecticut Times voted Connecticut pizza number one.
Yeah.
It was the Hartford Advocate. Thank you very much. Hartford? The whale? I mean, when does this happen? Once in a lifetime.
God, dude. Yeah, but there's like shitty pizza, dude. Like,
oh, dude, yeah.
And it's like dude, but just saying Connecticut pizza, just to jump in here, that's like being ibuprofen saying we're number one in an independent study done by ibuprofen.
Yeah.
How many times are you gonna make that ibuprofen joke, huh? That's
ah, Nuprint, little yellow.
Yeah, exactly. I like it because then if someone hasn't listened to a previous episode, they're like, "Did he say that before?" I'm like, "No, he didn't."
Dude, it's no different than a Texan coming up here and they're like, "Barbecue, it smells like barbecue." But
I mean, that's fair.
That, though. There's actually good barbecue in Chicago, man.
Yeah,
smoke barbecue over there in Pulaski and Irving, like. That shit is legit. That dude is from Texas. And he's like, yeah, dude, like I do it the same way you do it in there. And it's like, it's fucking awesome. And there's always a line in that place.
Dude, I've had smoke. It's okay. The best in Chicago is Chicago Culinary Kitchen. That's the best.
I don't know about that.
You have talked, you raved about that place, dude, like two Chicago, episodes ago.
Chicago Culinary Kitchen is the fucking tits.
We had some brisket the other day from this place called Black's. Black's Barbecue, and I know where we're at. I think New Brunfels or something. And damn, dude, that brisket, holy fuck, dude. Like, you just put it on your tongue and it just fucking melts. And you're like, oh, wow. My God.
I That's can the best.
Feel my arteries clogging, dude. All that fucking
That's how you get the meat sweats, man. You know,
oh, I got the meat sweats that day. It was 105 out, and we're driving, and it's like, I feel like I'm going to pass out in the Arizona. What the fuck?
Matt's dude. Going down the highway with a piece of brisket just hanging out of his mouth.
Pass me the liquid death refreshment.
Is that that dude's tongue? No, it's just a piece of brisket.
Just a piece of brisket flapping in the wind.
Silence of the lambs.
Silence of the briskets, dude. Jesus, man. Even like the shitty place, like the fast food barbecue at Rudy's gas station, like that is like 10 times better than like most places in Chicago.
Yeah, no, dude.
And that's like, it's fucking garbage brisket. Like, it's like fucking so, like, churn. Well, dude,
come on. Like, one of the best places to get brisket in Texas is a fucking gas station named Bucky's.
Yeah. Bucky's is getting kind of overrated for me, though, because they're open in all these different states.
Yeah, they are.
It's like not cool anymore, dude. Fucking next gas station. I got to find a cooler gas station.
Well, gas station or not, going back to Connecticut, do not have good barbecue in Connecticut. It's just like, it's like, eh, it's okay.
For the last time, Justin, nobody cares about Connecticut.
I'm just saying.
I bet they have good like fish or like sushi.
Oh, yeah. Seafood's awesome.
Seafood,
yeah.
Dude, surprisingly, like the better sushi I've had is like out here. I went to this place in Lyle. It's like a 5-star Michelin guy. I'm like, holy crap, he's this like, is amazing.
He's like, we're growing these in the pond out back.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
I got my own salmon out back.
It's really a bratwurst that I just cut up and garnished with a leek.
I took a bratwurst, wrapped it in some rice, and y'all ate it.
Y'all ate it. It's sushi there.
He's like, I found a thing online where you just put a couple drops of it. It tastes like salmon.
I did get a spam sushi, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I got this. The salmon's fresh from the UP there, guy. It went up there.
the UP, Yucatan?
No, dude, the Upper Peninsula.
Yeah, the Upper Peninsula.
Going up there fishing with the Youpers.
Oh, Bob Youper here.
Yeah, for you non-Midwestern people, a Youper is people who live in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
That's like its own state, dude.
Dude, it is. There's some special people up there.
That reminds me of Letterkenny. You know, it's like, freaking Quebecers.
If you ever get a chance, go to the UP. First of all, UP is actually very pretty. There's a lot of beautiful spots up there.
I do. I got a buddy bear up there. I want to go see a bear in the UP.
Steal it from Canada? Like, yeah, I'm taking that.
Basically, yeah. If you go up there, people talk like they're from hardcore Canada. They're gay.
Well, this is the plot of Super Troopers 2 that we're talking about right now.
It's like there's people up that live in there that like they only come to town like twice a year, dude.
Yeah,
you know, they're like, we're coming.
That's not
like,
even Alaska, man.
Goods.
Yeah, pretty much. They're like, I live in the UP.
I'm here to you know, restock my porn supplies.
And the best part is they call the lower part of Michigan the Mitten. Are you from the Mitten there? What part of the Mitten are you from? Point on your hand.
I'd probably punch a person that asked me that, dude.
Yeah, probably. I was in Maine and someone called me a lowlander and I'm like, what do I say here? I'm like,
slap them, open face, fucking pump, like hand.
No, he was like a hardcore veteran with like a battleship on his hat. I'm like, I ain't messing with this guy.
No, dude, every state has those people, dude. In Arizona, everyone's just a fucking Californian if you don't like them.
Oh, yeah. Wait, you think he didn't like me? Wait, he did call me fancy.
Every time I drive someplace here, someone cuts me off. I'm like, they're probably from fucking California.
See, Matt's feeling it. See, when Matt went with me to Arizona, I kept walking around. He'd laugh every time someone cut me off and be like, fucking California.
We'd say that about Massachusetts drivers who are the worst in the fucking nation.
And that's how Wisconsin people feel about Illinois people. That's why they call us fibs.
They're fucking bastards. They're fucking lucky that we even graced their state with you know, visitation.
Their state's nicer than ours.
There's only a couple things good about Wisconsin. Fucking their flea markets
and that cheese.
The cheese.
Shit. Living in Illinois, their gas prices.
And the gas prices, yeah.
Yeah, those. That's it. I think they have a regional beer that's good too. It's and the Spotted open. Cow.
And dude, bars they, were open during the pandemic. So
yeah, everything was open up there.
Yeah.
They were like, we're not going to close there. They were like, we won't go to the grocery store, but you're not closing our bars.
Like, what do you mean there's no spotted ale up here, huh?
You're like, they're like, you know, the COVID, it can touch the kids at the schools, but it doesn't touch the bar. We'll leave the bar open.
Hey, there's no pretzels over here. Hey, COVID. That's kind of it's like,
that was like the one thing in Wisconsin that stayed open like the whole time. They're like, yeah, we're not going to close the bars.
Bunch of crazy Wisconsins.
Dude, Wisconsin people love to drink. That's one thing they are good at.
They're not even first in beer, I don't think, like for beer consumption in the country.
I think they are, actually.
No, last one I saw, it surprised me. I wasn't sure who it was, but it wasn't Wisconsin. Wisconsin's up there.
I know Wisconsin, I think, leads the country in DUIs, though.
It's probably the place to move if you're like one of those like attorneys that's like an ambulance chaser.
Oh, fuck, dude. I think they do lead the country in DUIs. I think they do own that.
So you're saying they're Mensa candidates?
They're like, yeah, would you like the cheese curds? And yeah, I got a DUI. Just so you
beer,
know.
Beer and cheese makes me smart. Yes.
We're handing out subpoenas and cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Just put mine on top of that there subpoena.
Yeah, I mean,
hey. It's a summons.
I got to give it. I mean, Illinois, we're surrounded by Budweiser and Miller Lite. We got Budweiser to the south, and we got Miller Lite to the north. Praise God for Miller.
What beer? I don't know if we ever talked about this before, but when you were first getting into drinking, you know, and I'll assume Matt was 14, but how old were you guys when you first started drinking, and what was your first beer, like your gateway beer?
24 years old, and it was Jägermeister.
Okay, so never beer?
Never beer.
Wow. So you never had like a brand, huh?
No, not beer. Jäger was my brand.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very fair. Yeah.
Mine was sophomore year of high school, and it was Red Dog.
I do remember Red Dog. Yeah. And I remember Red Wolf briefly.
Yep.
I don't know what happened to that one.
we had a guy who lived across the street by himself. He was a senior named Dan, and Dan would have Red Dog Wednesday at his house.
Wow.
And did he used to show you his girlfriend's titty?
Absolutely. He was definitely like the Matthew McConaughey, like basically.
He's like, oh, like the guy from F is for Family. He's like,
they stay the same age.
Yeah, he was definitely that guy. Like, I get older and they stay the same age.
He was a pedophile.
God, well, if he's hanging out drinking beer with high schoolers, he might be, you know.
Well, he was still in high school at the time.
That's what you meant by senior. Okay.
So
you meant like senior citizen. I was like, no, oh, no, Justin, senior citizen. Show me on the mitten where he touched you.
He was like, oh, look at that. It must stay on paper boy. Would you like to come in?
Get that some bitch.
And he caught me when I was laying in front of his house going, when I hit my knee.
Who wants to see who can swallow the most Tylenol PM?
So what was your first drinking experience there, Justin?
Yeah, I was just thinking there was this one for a while that was called Tequiza, and I remember finding a box of it somewhere. And when you're a kid, you're kind of dumb, so it's like you'll grab anything. So someone had like thrown out an entire case of this beer because it was just gross. And it was supposedly like made with agave and tequila and all that, right? So here I am with a 12 pack because one was missing and someone literally just threw this shit away. I picked it up out of the garbage and we drank it.
Yeah, you're like, I didn't mind that the cans were open and it tastes a little like piss, but
yeah, no, it definitely was closed and all of that, like hermetically sealed. But after that I got Rolling Rock, and I guess that was the gateway after that.
Gross.
Yeah, it was. I think I'd prefer the Tequiza, to be honest with you.
Rolling Rock, man, wow.
Yeah, that was when I feel like that's a young man's beer, or maybe if you're from Pennsylvania, that's your thing.
Anything in a green can, this sucks, dude.
Yeah, I'm not a Heineken guy. I'm not a Beck's.
I don't mind Heineken.
It's not my thing.
I don't mind a Heine. I mean, I don't love them. I'm not like walking around like, I'll take a Heineken.
I was that guy. Like when I turned 21, I went to the bar and we were at a concert like the night of my birthday.
You ordered a Foster's?
Dude, I did. Yeah. I ordered a big ass Foster's walking around. I'm like, guys, they have Jaeger on tap. You know, and I was drinking
Jaeger shots. Fucking Foster's. And we,
dude, the best part is I went to Australia. Fucking not a Foster's in sight.
Yeah, they don't like it. Yeah, they export that shit.
Yeah,
they're like, hey.
You're like, I'll take a Foster's. No,
what are they drinking?
One of the things I got into when I was
coffee.
I really liked a beer called Steinlager. It was really fucking good. They don't sell it in the States, but it was amazing.
I like Polish beer.
Made with
Polish
like fucking koala piss or something.
Yeah,
dude, whatever. That koala piss is delicious. Fucking give me two koala dicks.
He's that shit like Kobayashi.
I keep two koalas in my kitchen just to, you know, when they piss in a cup, I drink it.
I was thinking about you guys because I was watching like some of these videos, right? Like Rich Eisen show and all that comes up and he has like these people on and all that. And he had one on with Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. And they were just talking and they start talking about like Sherlock Holmes and stuff. And he's like, to quote Step Brothers, we were learned doctors. I lost my shit. And I'm at work. I'm just like working and stuff like that. And people are looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
John C. Reilly's great. Have you started watching was it The Winning?
Oh no, The Winning Season. I haven't yet. No, I was looking. There's some other things I wanted to get into before checking that out. Is that all the way through? Can I binge that? Or is it not done yet?
I think season one just ended this Sunday.
Oh okay. Did you watch Moon Knight?
I have not watched Moon Knight.
Don't.
I was trying to get thing figuring.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I didn't really care for it.
It was just nothing that really looked like
it. Sarah loved it. She thought it was great. I don't get it. And it's one of those things where it's like, if I don't get it, I'm like the guy you're trying to reach. You know, I'm like.
If the comic book nerd's like.
Yeah, no, in all seriousness, like you missed me.
And this is coming from a guy who I've never really heard a comic book movie as.
I mean, I haven't seen Morbius yet, but.
But I'm just saying, there's been some pretty like movies that like me and Matt are like, that's not good. And you're like, dude, I liked it.
Well, it's funny because it's like there's things that like I don't like about like the New Mutants movie, and it's not a great movie, but there's some cool parts in it. Like absolutely, yeah. But that's a total meh movie. Ant-Man and Wasp really bothered me. I don't really care for Ant-Man and Wasp, but
I don't think anybody does.
Yeah, I don't know. People like they're like, oh, he's so funny in it. I'm like, yeah, but there's like the rest of the movie around him. I'm like, what do you do about that?
Like, I think Ant-Man's like one of those people that when people mention him, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about those movies.
Well, you know, and his best stuff is probably in a movie that's not his. You know, like some of the best Drax stuff is not in the in the friggin' Guardians of the Galaxy. It's in the Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh.
Oh, we have a child down in the background. Child down. I repeat, child down.
I think it was a cat.
Oh. Pussy down.
Yeah, cat's drinking liquid death. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, but I mean, talking about Marvel movies, I saw Doctor Strange. I liked Woo! It. A lot of people don't like it. I liked it.
Yeah, I have not really seen much on it. You know, I haven't been too worried about spoilers and all that. It's hard with my dad. He saw it and he's like, oh, I beat you to it. I'm like, you're a jerk.
You know? I mean, I won't spoil it, but I will say this. First of all, if you're not a fan of Army of Darkness movies or any type of Sam Raimi movie, you won't like it.
I like Darkman.
Two, it's actually a lot more like violence and kind of like gore for a Marvel movie. Even I was kind of like, wow, this is a Marvel movie?
Well, they're shooting for horror. They were shooting for like gothic horror, right?
I'll definitely watch it, but like I gotta wait till it's free on Disney.
Yeah, but I enjoyed it. I mean, there were some parts that it's kind of lull, and you're kind of like, okay, speed it up. But
what's the length like on it?
It seems
as opposed to the girth.
It seemed pretty long. Girth was a little meh.
Okay.
I'll be honest. Okay, I'll say this. everybody keeps going, oh, Elizabeth Olsen or whatever, she's amazing. And I'm like, eh, she's all right.
I mean, I liked her in Godzilla and Old Boy and like some of the other stuff that she's been in. But this is really like, this is her role. Yeah. Like Wanda is, that's kind of who she's defined as for an actress.
But I guess even with WandaVision, I can only take so much of Scarlet Witch before I'm like, eh.
I don't like the character. She pisses me off in the comics. So I harbor a grudge going in. She's doing a great job, like as the actress and all that. But it's like, I'm like, I'm not going to like the character. I'm not going to like her. I don't like her. You know, I'm like, she knows what she did. She's such a bitch.
Kind of like if Macy Gray was to come out with a movie and everybody would be like, it's amazing. It's the best movie ever. I'd be like, it's
fine. Yeah, but mine's about a fictional character. Yours is about a real person.
Hate Macy Gray.
I did find this really cool. You remember these color forms?
Sure.
You see that? You see the Chris O'Donnell?
Doesn't even look. He just says, "Yeah."
You see the Chris O'Donnell one?
I do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's going on the back of the toilet. I'm gonna aim for his ass.
That's probably the worst Batman there is. Is the Batman and Robin one?
Batman and Robin. Yeah, but this is Batman and Batman Forever.
That's cool.
Got a slick Two-Face. This is just how I act. It's true. That's how he acts.
Well, I get out here. I guess we'll just jump into Week in Geek because that kind of ties into my Week in Geek.
You watched Two-Face?
I watched U.S. Marshals.
Oh, shit. Hey, kid. I'm 30. I'm not a kid. Hey, kid.
Hey, take off your glasses. Why? Because I want to see your face.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
That's like both the U.S. Marshals and fucking Fugitive, dude. They're like great, like movies, dude. Like,
yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. isn't he in U.S. Marshals?
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. isn't
he? Great, Wesley Snipes, dude's great. Then
Wesley Snipes is great.
Search every house, hand house, real house. This size of chemistry. I just like
House of Pies.
I just liked in U.S. Marshals when he walks up and he's like, which one of you inbred some bitches knows who's the best?
Yeah.
you're coming with me. But yeah, no, I watched watched U.S.
Marshals. Who else is in that one? Like, there's got to be some other actors that are in that would be nice.
All the people from the original one?
Yeah.
Except for Harrison Ford?
It wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
I'm trying to think.
Wait. That's a good watch, though. Like that's a good point, Matt. Like those two movies don't let down.
You know, it's like this. It's classic, like '90s action, dude. You can't get much better than that.
Peak Wesley Snipes, too.
Yeah, I would say, dude. Like Wesley Snipes was actually really good in that
movie. Peak. It's like, you know, Con Air, dude, is another movie very similar.
Oh yeah.
You can't beat that movie, dude. It's like it hits in all the right notes, dude.
I forgot
Billy Bob Thornton was in that.
Yeah. I mean, and touching on Con Air, me and Justin there went and saw The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent starring Mr. Nicolas Cage.
But I don't need to see that in a theater, dude.
I think you do. That movie was way better than I expected it. Like, I expected it to be entertaining, dude, but it was fucking great.
It is the most meta movie I've ever seen, and I think I will ever see.
Good. Hopefully that puts him back, like, you know, over. Because he was, like, people were knocking on the cage for a long time, dude. Hopefully he's back up.
Not that I ever went anywhere.
Yeah, that's like half the movie that you're talking about right there, Matt, where it's like, you know.
That's actually a line from the movie. It's like, we're back. He's like, not that I went anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. It's cool to see like the stuff that he acknowledges in his life. Like he's like, oh, is that the chainsaw from Mandy? And he's like, Mandy is a masterpiece. It's like,
dude, Nick Cage does such a great job making fun of himself in this movie. That was so great.
Yeah, it must be so surreal, like to just do something like this completely. You know,
well, it's got to be like a fucking like cleanser for him, man. Like all your shit's out there. You're crazy. Everyone knows it. I'm going to make this movie. And hopefully he just continues to do weird movies like that Five Nights at Freddy's ripoff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Willy's Wonderland.
Yeah, yep. I can't wait for the next one because that's like it's a perfect role, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's
yeah.
a great fucking movie. Hopefully they get more of a budget so like the effects look good and not so like cheesy. But like, other than that, man, that movie's fucking great, dude.
Well, dude, you got to see this one. It's fantastic, and Pedro Pascal is fucking fantastic in it too. Him and those two mesh together. It turns into a funny buddy comedy.
Nice.
Yeah, in such a weird way, because then it's like they're trying to make a movie and they're coming up with ideas for a movie. Then the end, you realize that this movie became the movie that they were trying to make. And you're like, holy shit, how did that happen?
Yeah, but there's a really great part. There's a part in the middle. I'll say they take a substance and it almost turns into like a Step Brothers type
movie. It's totally that. No! I'll never forget you.
Would you like
to think they showed that in the preview.
They did, but yeah. I mean, not to ruin it, but there is a great series. Like, would you like to switch shoes? Yes, I would.
Dude, that's that is the spot right there, you know, where it's just like we're just sitting there laughing. We're like, what the absolute hell?
You know? Dude, there's so many great things that we could say that would spoil the movie, but they're just such fucking great parts.
Yeah.
And I want to blurt them out because they're just so great.
I wish there was more like celebrity cameos and things like that, you know, where they'd be like it's funny, like, and everything about the movie's great, you know, the way they hit like these emotional high spots and stuff like that. It's like, you definitely feel something watching this movie. It's really cool. Yeah. But, you know, it's, I do feel like wish that they had like some more star power and stuff in it. They have, Ike Barinholtz is in it, you know, the fake Wahlberg brother.
Yeah.
You know, and, he's good.
Tiffany Haddish. Their characters are just kind of there. They don't need them to move the story
along. Yeah. I feel like she wasn't really necessary.
Yeah. Neither of them were.
Okay. You know,
like, they serve no purpose in the movie.
Yeah. Like, they could have been almost anyone. So.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I wish it was Lloyd Bridges, but you know, he's dead.
I still love the scene that's actually in the preview though, with like him looking at the statue of himself and he's like, that's grotesque. I'll give you $22,000 for it right now.
Dude, the best thing is when you look at it and it has his bowl haircut from that film. And you're like, what were they thinking, man? What's your favorite movie? Face Off. Oh, that's very kind of you.
But yeah,
a great fucking movie.
Yeah, it is.
But yeah, to start the whole movie, there's actually, the whole movie starts with a clip of Con Air.
Nice. Hey, what scene?
The ending, when he's like, I got this bunny for you.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's the best
part of the bunny in the box.
Yeah, the whole movie starts with that.
I got Nick Cage hair going, dude. I got the mullet. It's blowing in the wind, dude. I got it up in a bun now. But
and where's your mandolin? Captain Corelli's mandolin.
It's a great film.
Very underrated.
Yeah, but if you get a chance, you definitely got to go check it out. That's
great. Oh, this is a don't miss. Like, in the theaters, don't miss it.
Yeah, like, it was definitely, if you're not a Nick Cage fan, I could see where you'd be like, I don't like it, because there are people that are like, this movie was stupid. And I'm like, if you don't like Nick Cage movies, I could totally get it.
Why would you go to see it if you don't like them?
Because people are just fucking, people hate themselves.
That's like going to see Pauly Shore is Dead and being like, I hate that guy.
Yeah, like,
what did you think?
I went in hating him. I still hate him.
I'm part of like a film group on Facebook that I read the reviews sometimes. And one guy was like, well, I don't like Nick Cage movies. And I went, and this movie was no different. I didn't find it enjoyable. I literally responded to his post because I was just like, well, yeah, if you don't like fun, you can remove the stick out of your ass. You might enjoy it.
And now that makes zero sense. Like, why would you even go, just like, as like a spectacle? Maybe you have your third movie on the AMC movie pass and you're like, well, there's nothing else out.
Yeah, you know? That's what these people do, and then they want to review because they think that, like, I'm a big time reviewer. And you're like, no, you review and post your shit on Facebook all day.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I get that too. Like, not everything is good. Like, there are things that are out there.
There's a lot of movies that are not good.
And it's, there are movies that are good, but not your taste, you know? So it's like, you're not going to catch me fucking Discord. You're not going to catch me watching a movie that I'm not going to be interested in. And then I'm going to go out and do a review unless it's my job. You know,
my whole thing with movies and me rating them and telling you if they're good is just, if it makes me forget about the rest of the world and I'm just focused on the movie, enjoying myself, that's a good movie. If I find myself not focused on the movie and I'm thinking about other shit during the movie, then it's clearly not a good movie.
Like Bumblebee, you know?
That movie was so bad, I didn't pay attention. Because I think I was waiting for the time when it would get good, but it never happened.
John Cena's good in that movie.
Yeah, John Cena's pretty much good in every
movie. It's like he's the only one that knows he's in a movie, too, in that movie. It's like, what, we're doing this? The guy's literally called a Decepticon. Like, yeah, yes, John, we know. Did someone tell John we're in a movie?
I think John Cena went to the acting school of Mark Wahlberg.
Did John?
He looked like he ate Mark Wahlberg.
That was the day that John didn't read the script.
Well, they left that taken, you know.
Yeah. So, they're like, oh, John, you didn't get the pages of the script. Here you go. So I watched that, and then I watched the documentary on the last Blockbuster in the U.S.
Ah, okay, cool.
Bend, Oregon.
Yep.
It's being held, like, in place by the community, and it's community people that are going to keep going there to float, dude.
Good.
Well, that's awesome. Not only that, just the lady who runs it, dude. Like, she cares. She cares about it.
Man.
Yeah, she wants to make sure that it doesn't go away.
That is 100% like number one on my bucket list to do, like, soon. Like, I want to get there and just visit it, just to see it, dude. I mean, because it's awesome, man. It's just great that it's still trucking, dude. I think there's a scene in it where it's like, if she doesn't have a copy of something, she'll go out and buy it.
Yeah.
Oh, she buys all her movies. Yeah.
Out for you to like get, dude. So it's
yeah. Cool. She'll go out if you go, oh, I really want to watch this movie, she'll go out and buy it.
Awesome, man. It's like
they should have some venue or something like that where people can donate movies to them, you know.
Well, people send them money and stuff. They send them donations, they'll send them old Blockbuster gift cards and, you know. So the people are trying to
gift card gonna do though, you know?
It still holds value.
Well, it depends on how long ago you got it too, because you know, it could disintegrate.
It legally still has to be tendered for money. Mm. So Dish Network has to honor it.
God, I remember I tried to sell a Dish Network. When I worked at Blockbuster, they had we would have to sell Dish Network packages. It was $149. And I tried to sell one time and it didn't even ring up. And I'm like, you know what, sir, we just can't do this today. It's like, what? I want my thing, my football package. Like, you totally sold me on it. I'm like, yeah. These are broken.
I hate that, dude. When you go in someplace, like, I can't remember where we're at, but they tried to sell us on this fucking credit card. It's like, can I just buy this fucking shit and get out of here? What are you trying to talk?
Would you go to Costco?
Yeah. I don't even know where the fuck we're at, dude. But I was just like, no. Like,
so like that, like, no, that
you,
scene.
You have a so-and-so credit? Nope. You want to save? Nope. I don't want to save anything. I don't give a shit if you fucking blow me for fucking opening a credit card. I just want to. I don't even.
Let's not be too hasty.
I'm fucking serious, dude.
So you feel like that scene in 40-Year-Old Virgin where he's like, I like these boots. And she's like, you have to buy them in line. He's like, but I'm here now and I have money. Dude,
I never understood an eBay store, dude. Like, you have a fucking store where you can go in. I get like having a counter where people drop shit off, but like, why have your stuff out and why let this dude go through it? You're just asking for trouble, you know.
That was a concept back then that was like, it was before people had like that sort of knowledge about it.
I understand how it works. I totally get it because I was selling on eBay back then. But like, why open the store? Dude,
you know? I know, why open a store where people can come in and you don't sell them anything? Yeah,
like go online. It's like, no.
That's why I like that scene. He's like, but I have money and I'm here now.
I was just thinking about that scene with Kevin Hart where he's arguing with the guy there and he's like, I'm gonna take that as disrespect, and he's like going back and forth about the stereo and all that. It's like, I'm gonna understand what you said, I'm from the hood, I can come back with like six guys. It's like, I don't think you're gonna do that, I think you're gonna go back like a little bitch. It's like, oh yeah, it's on now. It was like Andy's first time he had to help them, and I'm like, oh man, what a great little Kevin Hart role. Yeah.
But
that's good. That was a good that was a good movie. I highly recommend it.
40-Year-Old Virgin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't spoil it, people. Kelly Clarkson. It just came
spoilers,
out.
He fucking has sex, dude.
Dude, my favorite line from the movie though is just every time when I get drunk, I still go, I want some fucking French toast.
French toast.
It felt like a bag of sand.
Here, blowing this.
Do I look pretty?
Tell me I'm pretty.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude.
I'll say Leslie Mann is probably one of my favorite female like comedic actresses.
Yeah, you loved her in Funny People.
Funny People is a fucking horrible movie.
Everybody, I have a hard time telling that between that movie and This Is 40.
She's in the PT Cruise and she literally just turned into a parked car. She's like, the fucker came out of nowhere. Yeah.
She's just as good as in that movie as she is in Big Daddy.
Yeah. This Is 40 was actually had funny parts though. Like when she's like, are you cheating on me? And Paul Rudd's like, no, I went and saw Spider-Man. Because that reminded me of Us.
Yeah, that's totally Us. Absolutely. Like, what are you doing? And you're like, I went to have a steak by myself.
Yeah, she's like, you went and saw Spider-Man, the new one? He's like, yeah.
Oh my god, that's so true.
That is Us though. That is Us.
Yep.
But that's crazy. She's in some great movies. I like her. She's in that new movie about the bubble.
Bubble Netflix. Boy?
No, the new.
Oh movie. Yeah, yeah, and I still need to watch that. Yeah, well, that's an Apatow, so that's Mrs. Judd Apatow.
Yeah, she's married to Apatow, but yeah, she plays David Duchovny's wife in that movie.
Oh, geez. So
wow,
they're pretty good together.
David Duchovny. Yeah. Hey, man has me on a T-shirt.
No, the best thing is they have an adopted son of Dave Duchovny. The adopted son just keeps going like, fuck you.
Oh, so it is like Californication.
Yeah, pretty much.
So what else did you watch this week?
I think that's it. And then I watched The Winning Season.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I did watch that.
Yeah, and I will get on that. I mean, that looks like a cool one.
I'm trying to think. I think that's all I watched. So go ahead. Take it away.
I'll go next. I watched a couple things and let's see. So I did finish.
I watched a couple of things and then I had a bowl of soup.
Yeah, exactly. It was excellent soup. It was creamy potato chowder.
No, so for you.
I started watching Moon Knight and I finished Moon Knight and I just wasn't a fan, man. And I didn't get it. I didn't get what it was going for. I never was huge on the character. So it's just like, I'm like, all right. And just like ambivalent. I did watch the second episode of Halo because I told you guys I would. I don't feel any better after watching the second episode. And
I haven't watched the first.
I don't even know what Moon Knight is.
Moon Knight is a character from Marvel Comics, and his powers come from, he's like a street level hero, right? Like, so he's not. No, he reads from the book
Hello Moon and gets
bounced. Yeah, Good Night Moon. Yeah, yeah, Good Night Moon. By Margaret Wise Brown. Yeah. No, he gets his power from Egyptian god Khonshu, who is the god of like night travelers or something like that. So he's supposed to protect travelers of the night. The only problem is he's insane, right? So it should be fun. And it's kind of like got that Deadpool-esque aspect, and it's like multiple personalities mixed into like, oh, this one has this power, that one has that power kind of thing. It just really, I didn't really care, you know? I was like,
yeah. Kind of like the character in...
kind of like Split.
Okay.
Yeah, like Split a little bit, you know, with the Beast and all that, but like, you know, not like a bad guy that kills people.
Split, but Split was better.
Actually, I mean, a lot of this is like that show Legion, which came out on FX. If you guys had ever watched that, it's like, and I really felt like they were kind of ripping off that. And I'm like, that's another Marvel show that they're ripping off. So I'm like, you know.
It's kind of like Split, but it sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of like Split, but broken.
It's like Split, but Split did it better.
Yeah, Split did it.
Simpsons did it.
I did get a chance to watch the new Star Trek, Strange New World. That was friggin' cool. I recommend that one if anyone's going to watch Trek.
Was it a new world and it was strange?
A Strange New World, yeah. Rebecca Rahim is in it. So
Romaine?
Yeah, Romaine. Yeah, there you go.
Who played Kirk?
It's his brother. His brother showed up. So there is a Kirk in it. Samuel Kirk. Yeah, he's got a mustache too. You look at him, you're like, he looks like Squeak or what's his name? Squeak from
Squeaks.
Squeaks, yes. Why you call me Squeak? Because you're a little bitch. That's what he looks like. But that is cool.
They're like, no one cares, Steven.
I found a Borg mug, a ceramic Borg mug from like 1994.
Oh, that's fun.
A coffee mug. I found it at a garage sale last weekend.
Nice. Yeah. That probably get you a couple ducats.
I was like, what do you want for this nerd shit? And the guy was like, oh, you can just have it for a dollar. I'm like, all right.
I found an actual Borg. Yeah, you know.
Did you put it on your dick?
Use parts.
I've been driving it around because it gets a little bit better gas mileage than my car. And air conditioning.
Doesn't.
And the air conditioning works.
I love the tie backs there. It's just pretty great. It's
a dude just going like this.
I hired a guy to just blow on him.
Yeah. Yeah, wet your lips. It's getting dry. Okay.
I mean, it comes with some weird guys in there, but it's cool. You know, I have them listing shit for me during the day.
I watched, do you remember Little Shop of Horrors with Rick Moranis and all that?
Of course.
No, I don't remember it.
Watch that one.
Tell me about that movie. I don't know anything about it.
So they just did that at the local high school. We went to go see because my kid was in the crew, like spinning stuff around and all that. So
she was the DJ.
What was it? What was the title?
No. That? Crew member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
she was dropping the beats, dude. They had a new one. They had a trap music.
It's like Hamilton, you know. Feed me.
and they ended the song with they had the whole show with Headstrong.
Peace. Yeah, exactly. Take you on, Headstrong. Yeah, I'll eat anyone, right? Yeah, Trapped was the opening act.
Trapped and Smash Mouth were actually in the show.
You know, as much hell as we give them, like I would rather see Smash Mouth again over Trapped.
Wasn't I with you, Matt, when we were at the Palatine Fest? We're like, is this fucking Smash Mouth?
I'm like, nah, man, that's just like somebody as a cover band. And we're like, nope, that's Smash Mouth.
Yeah,
they're fucking two songs on repeat, dude. Like, you know?
Yeah, like 26 years ago or something like that, when I graduated, they gave us all tickets to this place called the Webster. And we got to go see, it was like Citizen King, Smash Mouth, and Everclear. And it was a completely free show. Dude, Everclear was good. You know, but I mean, like, I'm Smash Mouth opening for
West Coast.
Exactly, right? Like, you know every Everclear song they're going to play. You know all five or six of the Smash Mouth songs they're going to play. Like, you know
five
that.
Or six, dude, they got two.
No, they had at least like, three, you know. Ooh.
They had All Star. What songs did they have? I can't even remember anymore.
Walking on the Sun, All Star. Yeah. I Saw Her Face, Now I'm a Believer. Those are the three I think of.
So a cover song is one of the three.
Yeah, well, you're not their band manager. I mean, yeah. they got to make their money somehow, right?
That dude's fucking working at a Waffle House now, I bet, dude. Like,
He was on that VH1 celebrity reality a while back. I remember that.
Yeah, he's probably sucking dick for coke or something, dude.
It's funny when you see him without glasses on, you're like, what? He's got like mole eyes that are like sunken into his head. You're like, put those back on, you creep.
A fucking like a poor man's Guy Fieri, dude. Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
So the lead singer, Steve Harwell, his net worth today is $2.5 million.
Oh, wow, dude.
So well, I suck.
So he didn't blow it all on cocaine and strippers.
No, I think actually he had problems with like one of his kids who got sick or something like that, to be honest.
Actually looking at a picture of him right now. It looks like he lost some weight. He's looking pretty good.
Do you think he was walking on the sun?
I think so.
He might have been.
That's a great diet.
He looks like an all-star.
Yeah,
you saw his face and now you're a believer. Okay, that's all I got. I mean, any fresh Nickelback ones? I literally cannot think of another Smash Mouth song.
Yeah, but
apparently I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Other than that, he had the short stint on the VH1 reality show The Surreal
Life. He probably has like three DUIs, dude. You know,
at least, dude. Everclear like went to jail for that shit.
Yeah,
what was his name? Ned? I don't know. What was the dude's name?
Jesus Christ,
Ed Everclear.
Ed.
In 2009, he sold his house in Henderson, Nevada. Upon selling it, he moved to Nashville, Tennessee to start a career in country music.
I'm sure that worked out well.
Okay.
One of those. Might as well be walking on the sun.
He went the Hootie and the Blowfish route.
Yeah, just not successfully, because he's like, Darius Rucker is like one of the biggest country acts in the country, I think.
What are you smoking, dude? Like hash?
Darius Rucker is super popular. Huge.
Dude, Darius Rucker is huge right now. I like Darius Rucker.
He is huge.
Covers are like fucking Hootie and a Blowfish
song. No, dude.
I don't even think he plays them.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do any Hootie songs.
He doesn't play Let Her Go.
No.
Wow. That's balls right there. If you can do a whole show and not play your like number one hit, that's balls.
Dude, that's because he's got a bunch of number one hits now with his stuff.
Well, like I watched the VH1 Behind the Music on Hootie and the Blowfish, and that first album, like they were playing all those songs for like 15 years on like some college music circuit. So that's why that album is so fucking tight, because they had 15 years to perfect these like 10 songs.
They had some good songs, man.
And they just bombed. Like their second album just bombed because they couldn't write anything, you know? So
there you go. He was good. I mean, I always felt like the band behind him and all that, it's like, I'm like, all right, but what are they really doing for you, man?
Blowing Fish?
Yeah, oh. Really? I hear they actually have pacemakers. That's
I hear they like
fish sticks. A bit of a jump, but still.
They like fish sticks.
Yeah. They like fish sticks in their mouth.
Ever seen a koi fish up in person, dude?
Yeah, it's all like.
They got some big lips, dude.
Yeah. You remember Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo?
No.
A rebel koi! What does that mean, Deuce?
Oh, wait. Just so you know, New York Post, I found it from October 12th, 2021. Smash Mouth singer Steve Harwell retires after chaotic onstage rant.
Uh-oh. A Trump rant?
Steve has been doing a lot of... I don't know. I don't know the video.
It's so weird. I mean, and obviously he's got some musical talent and stuff like that. So, you know, if he can get past his own ego, maybe he could make it as a musician.
You could call it that.
I would. I mean, look, there's people out there that are still good musicians. You know, Joe Piscopo plays the friggin' piano and does lounge acts now, you know? I mean, that's the whole thing. He's still making money. Holy Shore has a podcast.
I guess during one of the shows, Steve Harwell stopped in the middle of the performance, gave everyone, the whole crowd, the double middle fingers and said, fuck you bitches, and quit.
Wow, dude. I like it. Because they were probably just like walking on the sun.
And I guess he also added, I'll fucking kill your whole family, I swear to God.
Wow, dude.
Wow, that's a bit aggressive. That's a bit of a smash mouth in your face.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that would have been a new direction, like punk mouth. You know, like Vanilla Ice, when he came back and he did his whole ice, baby. Well, he could have done a punk version.
I have a nice Vanilla Ice thing.
Well, I'm just saying, I guess I got to go. We got to go back and watch this video of Steve Harwell, because I guess apparently after he rants, they say after he finishes ranting, he seemingly does a Nazi salute.
Wow, dude.
Well, that's one way to end your career.
And
I guess he's headstrong. He'll take you on.
Fucking A.
You bitches, I will fucking kill you. Now I don't want to root for or again Smash Mouth. I want to hear what Matt has to say about Vanilla Ice just to cleanse the palate.
Yeah. So like, are you done with your weekend geek? Because I got a good Vanilla Ice.
Yeah. I met Vanilla Ice. Top that. No, it's
good. Meet him. Dude, I found for my weekend geek, I found two Vanilla Ice t-shirts.
I can't believe that. That's great.
From like 1998 through like 2001, like that's like his career was like on that plateau, and then he did that rap rock album and it boosted him, and then he started like plummeting, you know, like, yeah.
I don't remember everything after like 94 for
him. Well, because he had like his biggest hit, then he did like another rap album, and then like he was kind of like gone for a little bit, and then he did like a rap rock when like Korn was like super popular. And it, like, it's just a Korn ripoff is all it is.
Dude, this guy still he made it with Madonna. You know, like he was in a Ninja Turtles movie. You know, he had the number one album in the world.
He was just in Texas like 2 weeks ago, and it's like, I fucking missed him. I would have saw him, dude. He probably plays Ice Ice Baby 70 fucking five times. You know,
he might not play that one because Suge Knight owns part of it.
Oh, he'll play it live.
2 nights in jail. What's he going to do?
Yeah, what's he going
to
do?
Well, did you ever see the document? Well, there's a documentary on Suge Knight, and they're talking about that. And Vanilla's like, yeah, he hung me over the balcony and made me sign over 50 points to my song. I guess the opposite. And Suge Knight's like, yeah, I didn't do that shit. That bitch did it himself.
That's it. But yeah, I found those two shirts, dude. It's like, who the fuck, dude? Like, that's crazy, man. I got them for great prices, too. It's like, man, that's, man, made my week, dude, in like finding shirts.
Nice.
Like that. Yeah. And then
it's always nice to have a win.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if you're gonna make some coin on it.
Oh, I'm keeping them, dude. Those are personal fucking stashes, dude. I might sell them eventually, but like, it's just like too. Like, there's not too many of them because all his like tours are independent, you know. So they were like doing weird presses of these shirts. Like on one of them, it's got the tour dates in the back and like the bottom like city. It's like March, blah blah blah. Like. So-and-so Florida and like venue TBA. It's like, why the fuck even put that on a shirt, dude? It's so weird.
It's like Spinal Tap, where like I used to have a Spinal Tap shirt and it showed all the tour things like Air Force Base canceled, you know. It's like all those
places. yeah
fucking Spinal Tap. It needs to be black.
That was a great shirt. I think I had a Smell the Glove shirt, you know. It's like, what is that? It's smelling it. No, it's so just black.
Was your Spinal Tap shirt blacker than black?
did it go up to 11?
Actually, this is what my exact insides look like. and that would be green, right? Yeah, of course.
And it did. We went out of town and we went to like our 25th like ghost adventure location, and this was probably the best one we've ever been to.
Ooh.
We set up a tour. We got to tour the York Yorktown Memorial Hospital. It's a hospital that closed in like the 80s, and it was run by Catholic nuns. So there was just some crazy ass shit going on there. Over 2,000 people died in the hospital over the years, and we got like a personal tour by like the caretaker. It was just the caretaker and then Shannon and I, and he took us through this whole hospital, dude. For like abandoned places, it was like awesome. For ghost things, I didn't really get much of a vibe, but one picture we got like a mist over this like coffin that's in the chapel. It's pretty cool.
Neat.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
There's some cool stuff, and I was surprised like how preserved things look, because there's this part that looked like it was completely open to the elements, and it was like a couple beds or some shit. And I was looking at it, I'm like, dude, that is cool looking.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, they haven't unlocked them, and you can't get in. Like, if you're caught trespassing, they're gonna press charges because they want to preserve it, and they don't want it to fall in any more disrepair. But I told the guy after the tour, I'm like, I would 100% come back again, and he's like, come on out, dude. So we're thinking about maybe doing a YouTube video there. Not so much like about the haunted aspect. Just I want to highlight what they're doing to preserve it, what they're doing, how you could see it, how you can visit it. And kind of like point out those, and then show like what it is and the beauty of the abandoned, like you said, like the elements are taken over, yeah. You know?
Well, it's neat. Like when you see the rust and all that, and like how it looks like all knotted and stuff, it's actually really, really pretty.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. I mean,
Or you can go back and start OnlyFans ghost porn.
Yeah.
Go on. I want to hear about this.
Please.
Sounds like something I already subscribed to.
Oh. Please enlighten me on ghost porn.
Any retailers tales from eBay?
Dude, it's nonstop with like, can you give this to me for like free and free shipping? It's like nonstop fucking emails, dude.
Yeah.
Like, offer me half. Oh, but that's shipped. It's like, get the fuck out of here, dude. I think it's a joke, dude. So I just block them. Move on. I don't even respond anymore.
I had a lady return a pair of jeans this week saying that they were stained. Literally took pictures and I said, where are the stains? I do not see them.
Mm-hmm. Literally, did she check under a black light?
I don't know, dude. She must have, because I'm just like, whatever, just return them.
If you put a line in every listing about May or may not, like if you say it's used and that you should wash it, that's how you can get around them forcing a return, because you're not saying you washed it. You say pre-owned, may or may not have stains. You need a line. So I have a line in all my listings now that say that. So you can fight those. You can say, hey, take it to fucking eBay. The eBay is going to read your listing to where you have that, and they're going to side with you if they try to lie and force a return.
Yeah. So I was literally just sitting there like, what? Like, I don't see anything.
What's the best way to return something then? I mean, obviously you'd prefer if they didn't, but like, what's the best way to go about it?
If someone is straight with me, they're like, hey, I made a mistake. Yeah. I didn't read the listing. This is too small. What can we do here? You know what? I'll either say this. I say, you can pay shipping back, or since you didn't lie your ass off to me, I'll give you 50% off and you can keep it. What do you want to do? Like, you pay the shipping and then I'll give you part of your money back, or you can keep it and I'll give you 50%. That's if they don't lie to me. That's what I'll do. But if you fucking try to force return and you don't contact me, I'm going to take it to the fullest extent and have eBay fucking come in. I don't fuck around with that, dude.
Then you're going to end up on Whatnot buying shit.
Well, fuck that, dude. Like, actually,
not you, them.
I actually got money back. There was a credit on my eBay statement like this month. It was a credit for like $6 or something. I'm like, what the fuck is this credit for? I went and looked, and it was because I fought a return and I won, dude. So eBay said, hey, we'll give you half of what your item was listed for. And I'm like, wow, dude, fucking A, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah. So that it proves right there. It pays the fucking fight them, dude. You know, but eBay has trained like the buyers just to fuck the sellers, dude, without any remorse, dude. You can just lie and force a return.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't match description. It's so fucking vague, dude. You know,
My thought is if it's not photographed, like if you say, oh, it's, you know, that, or if I put the sizing wrong, I'll give you that.
Yeah. If I 100% fucked up, dude, I will eat it, dude. Like, I couldn't find a shirt. First time ever, me not being able to find something that I sold. I just couldn't find a shirt. So I fucking messaged the lady. I said, hey, I'm going to refund you. I can't find it. If I find it, I'll send it to you for free. Send her the refund. It was all good. I found the shirt the next fucking day. Literally, like, I went downstairs where I'd looked like 10 times. First shirt I pulled off was the fucking shirt. I was like, really? How'd I miss this? So I just sent it to her for free. I said, hey, I found it. I'll send it to you for free. So I ate it. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It was $3, dude, and shipping. Who cares?
No, dude, I'm the same way. Like, if I fuck up, I'm happy to eat the shit, you know?
Yeah.
But if
you eat a piece of shit for breakfast?
I will eat that piece of
shit. The white one.
I'll lick that dog shit.
Maybe the other way home.
Just be fucking honest if you want to do a return. Like, return something. Just be like, hey, I accidentally just fucking bought this and I shouldn't have. And is there any way I can return it? And, you know, that's fine. I'll work with you. But if you're going to sit there and be like, fucking like this lady and fucking literally nitpick and be like, they're stained. Yeah. Like,
I love it, dude. I love it when people like message me, hey, can I get this for this price? Nope. And then they come back at you. I didn't want it anyway. It's stupid. It's like, it's dumb. It's broken. It's like, well, you literally just tried to buy it, you fucking moron.
Those are the people who have successful relationships. Well, you can tell.
It's like you're not going to bully me and then be giving it to you. Oh, you said it's stupid. You can have it now. It's like, block, done, dude. And I'll report your ass for harassment, you know?
Yeah, dude. So it's just like returns. People are hoping that you give them money back. Me, I'm just like, nope, send it back.
I 100% won't do a partial refund if they lie.
Yeah. Man, you know, I'll send it back. Go ahead.
Send it back.
Yeah, no, I don't even mess with them. Just send it back.
I don't think I've ever had to return anything to eBay. You know, I don't think I ever.
99% of the people don't return anything.
Yeah.
It's just that 1% that and sadly, you usually know who they are before they buy it.
Oh yeah. Like, dude, it's the people that want it. Like, they want like this kind of shipping, and they're like, "Is that a stain in that?" And it's like, dude, I'm not even gonna sell it to you.
If you ask me 9 million questions about it that you can clearly see in the pictures and everything, I know you're going to be an issue when I sell it to you.
Yeah, I'll just block them and I'll stop talking to them. I don't need the money.
Yeah, especially when it's just like something when they ask me like, oh, what fabric are these?
And it's always like the cheapest item too, like a $5 shirt. It's like, you want to return a $5 shirt. Like, why, dude? Like,
this be their hobby.
It's like what the fuck is the point, dude? It's like, oh, there's this rip. There's this small little thing. I didn't see it in the picture. Can you give me like a discount? Like, you paid $5 for the shirt. Like, what discount do you want, dude?
There's sleeves on this shirt.
It's literally a used fucking shirt, dude. Like, use your head. Put it together. There may or may not be little imperfections in it. You know, I mean, I'm not going to call it everything, but if it's a huge rip, I'm not going to sell it. Sometimes I miss like armpit holes. And if someone calls that out, I'm like, oh shit, I didn't see that. Sorry. I'll do 20% off. You know, like, oh, my bad. You know,
well, that's like, dude, I had a guy one time. He was like, your shirt's wrinkled. I'm like, yeah, just fucking wash it. You'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't think he understands how wrinkles work. Like, he literally, you know, it was in a truck for a while, right? Well, and then plane. No. And
he was literally trying to get money from the, you know, because I took pictures of it wrinkled, whatever. And I was given a good deal, but he was like, oh, I'll give you half of what you're asking because it's wrinkled. And I said, no.
Nah. The one lady who did forced return, she tried to like, oh, it doesn't fit. Can I return it? And I'm like, well, no, you can't, because I literally have the measurements, exactly the exact measurements in the listing. So unfortunately, you can pay for shipping back if you want to return it. That's fine. And I'll refund your money, but you pay for shipping. And then she's like, it smells. So this is like, you didn't advertise that it smelled, so I'm going to say it doesn't match description and force return. I'm like, do it, bitch. And like, fuck, dude. Like, it's like, I got you lying, dude. Like, you literally, I said no, and you went, you're like, well, I'm going to lie now. So it's literally, there's email evidence of you lying.
I mean, you can buy the label to return from them, can't you? To like, just like you buy it to ship? Right, from eBay?
I can, but like, I shouldn't have to eat it. If
I don't mean you. I mean, like, if I wanted to return something, couldn't I just buy from eBay the same label?
No.
You have to get your own.
Get your own.
Then that's what it is. People just don't want to have to deal with that. And I get that, because I ship stuff out all the time, but I don't ship out, like, stuff that I'm selling. Usually it's just, like, stuff that I'm giving out. Like, oh, you won this Ninja Turtle thing. Here you go. So, like, that's usually what I send out. So, you know, I don't know. I guess I just pay the shit, you know? Canada sucks, though. Send it to Canada. Sorry, guys, but yeah. $30 for a fucking comic book? Come on.
Dude, I don't, that's why I use eBay Global Shipping. I don't have to deal with any of that shit. And yeah. I get people all the time, why is your shipping to Canada so high? You can just use standard. It's like, I'm not using it, dude. I'm not gonna, it's a headache for me. Like, you either use eBay Global or suck it. I don't need to sell it to Canada, you know?
Yeah, I've had that multiple times. Well, if you just use regular post, it'll be half or no.
Or
thanks, doctor, or whatever. It's like, thanks a lot.
I get people to do this.
Are you a wizard?
When eBay Global doesn't ship to their country, I have them like somehow that they'll like send me a question about it. Hey, will you take this? Yeah, that's fine. And I'll send them the offer and they'll accept it. And then like, I can't ship through eBay Global. Like, it's like their country's not on the list. So when they put in an offer and you accept it, it bypasses that. So you have to do like standard, like, shipping, international shipping. And it's like,
it takes forever.
Like, I don't do that. So I just like, I'm like, hey, I have to cancel that. Like, you knew it didn't fucking go to your country by looking at the listing. And so you went ahead and made an offer on it anyway to bypass that. I'm still not going to ship it to you. I'm going to cancel the order, dude. So I'm not going to fuck around with customs and all that shit, dude. No way. You know?
That blows.
Yeah, I don't care.
And that's as the world of eBay turns.
Screw it.
Any movies you guys are looking forward to watching? I obviously want to see the new Doctor Strange, but I did just watch this one called Escape the Field. That was pretty interesting. So the brand new movie that's out, Shane West is in it. We haven't seen him in forever.
Who?
Exactly. Shane West. You don't remember him? He was an actor in the early 2000s.
No.
Yep. Yeah, they're all making comebacks, you know. I mean, like Devin Sawa. Yeah.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Fucking Chucky kid.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the new Jurassic Park. You know, it's gonna end it. And
yeah, that was great.
I'm kind of looking forward to Top Gun.
I will see it. I'm gonna see it. Like, there's no way I wasn't gonna see it.
I'll see it, but I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah, I may not like it. I don't anticipate liking it, but it better have a banging friggin' soundtrack. That's all I can say.
You're like, Kenny Loggins better fucking rock it.
Yeah, seriously. You know, what? He's dead?
They better do a remake of Danger Zone, dude. Like
fucking A, they do.
It'll probably be some trap music.
Yeah. Bow, 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 bow.
Highway to the danger, danger, danger.
It's like the Deadpool soundtrack, which I own. So I don't know. Yeah. Did you guys watch Uncharted yet? I know that just dropped, and I just got a copy of was it Lost Jungle or whatever with Sandra Bullock. So I'm gonna watch that mess.
I've actually heard that one's not too bad. I mean, it looks like it has some funny parts of like Brad Pitt.
I watched The Net.
Yeah, with Dennis Miller. Yeah. She's playing Doom in the beginning.
Talk about fucking an outdated movie, dude.
Oh yeah, like, it is so outdated.
You're like, computers never did that, dude. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, what the fuck, dude?
We better kill her because she knows everything. Oh, crap. Next week, everybody knows everything.
Like, the internet's invented. The bad guys for that movie, they're like, yeah, I got a great idea. How about we put all this shit in this one little button you have to click on this website that has nothing to do with anything? Yeah, no one's going to find that out.
This is predates trolls.
You know? Well,
the best part when they're like, she's a hacker. I'm like, no, she's way too attractive.
Yeah,
I don't know. Did you see the movie Hackers, bro?
Showers, bro. That's another movie. It's a great movie, but like, it's like, hey, computers don't fucking do that, dude.
Like, that I always find, like, there's that in Strange Days. Like, those movies I always kind of confuse together.
Yeah.
The best part in all hacker movies is they always say mainframe like 900 times.
Like, what the fuck? Like the furious that? Typing, you know?
And they're like, what is a mainframe?
I gotta drain the mainframe, dude.
They're like, I'm going to go through the back end of the frame, mainframe, like, to get through
the most. You're talking about toy soldiers right now, right? Dude, or war games?
Hacking, the most hacking I've ever done is like, I called up some buddies and we're like, hey, go to this website and just hit the refresh button a bunch of times. Let's crash it. All right. Look, and you just fucking crash a website, dude. You know, like, fuck.
No, actually, I forgot. I did watch Son-in-Law because it's free on YouTube right now, so I watched that.
Oh, they scene. Call me Crawl, buddy.
Yeah, I just had to boot and go past the PRAM, and then
I had to drain the mainframe. Buddy.
Listen, oh, Crawl's trying to say that they're being crusty over here.
that's like his peak, dude. Like he's rounding where he's coming downhill, and then that movie came out, and then he started going downhill.
I feel like it was Jury Duty after that. That was like this, where it started going down. I started watching Guest House, man. Wow. Not great.
I would imagine so.
Polly Shore, like, love him, but damn, dude. But,
like, I mean, it's like he's always funny in those aspects and all that, but like the movie they built around him, it's just like, no, yeah. You could have done a better job at this shit.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I guess for Son-in-Law, they had a good supporting cast.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that's what made that movie work.
Yeah, that movie was fucking good.
Your daughter's trunk.
I popped your daughter's cherry, buddy.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen is in that, and yeah.
I weed your juice, buddy.
No, weed's the juice. The Running Magic Mountain coaster in reverse. Whoa, really?
Dude, I love Encino Man. It had Ham from Sandlot, dude.
Yeah, that's right. As the younger brother, right?
Yep.
He's in an episode of X-Files where he plays a vampire.
Yeah, he actually came up on that Rich Eisen show too. It was pretty funny. I don't know why I've just been like getting those things. So I'm like, I'm just watching this. I'm like, oh, John McGinley, sweet. You know, like fucking A, you know. I don't know. Is this what like YouTube culture's like? You just like start incessantly watching videos? I don't know. I'm like late to the party. I'm like, is it 2003?
You're old, dude.
And that video,
so fucking old.
That video leads to another video, and that leads to two other videos. Next thing you know, you're on the Duo Vines.
And they tell two friends, and they tell two friends.
What the fuck?
I watch your videos. What about it?
I watch his videos.
I don't hit like.
I immediately hit dislike without ever watching
fuck
it.
Fuck you. Yeah.
A lot of people do that.
And then when I'm done, I go to your eBay listings and hit negative review.
And then I comment that you look how you think you smell.
I like to comment that he smells nicer than he looks. Like rich mahogany and leather bound books.
And then I like to comment, bring that Justin guy back. He's way better.
Well, I mean, you're good for at least once a year an episode, right?
Yeah, and then I comment more Shannon.
do you get that? I imagine that's because Shannon is delightful, mm-hmm. and she's okay. She's like, don't talk about me.
I had a comment the other day. I pinned it to one of the videos, and it was like, don't say dude that much. And I was like, and I commented back. I'm like, don't watch the channel, dude. And then I pinned the comment, dude, to make him look like a fucking asshole.
Oh, wow. So you can, like, see his name. It's like Chode Lord 72 or something. Yeah.
Like, don't say dude, guy 25.
You're like, dude, I don't say dude that much, dude.
I don't, dude.
It's our culture, man. That's like man and dude and bro. And I don't know. We say bro, right?
So your brother? Next video, you should be like, I can't say dude so much. I'm going to say buddy.
Buddy?
Buddy.
I say weasel. I say biodome a lot. Is that a problem?
Or just say hooker's wood.
Hooker's wood.
Mooter shooter. Mooter
shooter. Dude, we had a Facebook memory and I posted a long time ago and it was mooter shooter. And I'm like, well, I sent it to Matt, like, something we must have been shouting when we were drunk one night.
It seems pretty consistent with what I know about you both.
Because we said and we beat it till it was a dead. I could beat it like a dead horse.
Oh, like we always did, dude.
Like shifters.
Like the time I literally got off the train to avoid you saying papow.
Why mix it papow?
I love it.
He literally said papow for like 4 hours straight, and I'm like, I gotta leave him. I gotta get.
This goes back to that Jaeger comment from earlier.
And then I whipped the fucking Cuvassier bottle, and it like. Almost hit you in the head.
Oh, yeah. That was that same day. Wow.
No, yeah. I don't think it was that same day. But there's
a lot of pass the Cavassier. Oh, I will.
There was a lot of nights.
Fucking boomeranged it.
Oh, that's the one that went over the house, like to where the porch was?
No, it didn't even go over the porch was. It went from the porch over the building into the street.
That's insane.
And the thing is, this is the Chicago City street. Matt, like, fucking dead accuracy almost fucking killed me.
I have an arm on me, dude. I should have fucking pitched.
Yeah. And then remembering too with you with those Hennessy bottles. I remember our roommate, he drank Hennessy. And he was like, dude, where's my Hennessy bottle? This is another time. And then we're looking out the like kitchen window and he's like, why is my Hennessy bottle on the roof next door?
It's like the pizza in Breaking Bad.
There's two shots still left in that. What the fuck? Oh my god, dude.
Oh, that's crazy. That's a good note to drop it on.
On that note, go kill someone with a Hennessy bottle.
Yeah, you know, do that thing. Thanks, everybody, for listening, for checking us out. You can check us out at geeklifehq.com, at geeklifehq on Twitter, Instagram, or our Facebook page. I don't know if Facebook is going to be going away soon. They said something about June, so I don't know if they're going to take a page down or anything like that, but you'll still be able to find us at all the regular haunts.
Yeah, so, I just want to say fuck you to the guys that Justin told me about that have week in the geek or whatever the fuck it is.
They seem like nice guys.
And I just found out there's a YouTube channel called Duo Finds with a Z, dude.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, and they tried
to go. It's two Chinese guys.
They tried to fucking go into my buddy.
I don't think you can say that anymore, dude.
it's the Chinese version of you and Shannon.
That's not the appropriate nomenclature. No, but like,
right nomenclature, buddy.
Oh.
Woo, Pete on my rug.
Chinaman.
Can't say Chinaman, man.
I want to see the knockoff version of you.
They
and
tried to do a video at my buddy.
Oh, house. Dude, it's a ghost, dude. What's a ghost? A ghost.
Did you say hot dog or not hot dog?
No, but they only fucking do like toy videos, toy store videos. So they tried to do a video at my buddy.
Did they say toys?
And smash toys. And he's like, what's your guy's YouTube channel? He's like, oh, Duo Finds. He's like, you can't do it because you're infringing on my buddy's YouTube channel. So he like set him straight and like wouldn't let him film and shit, dude. And he texted me. He's like, hey, these guys are copying off you and they're using your name too. He's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, they have like 60 subscribers. I think we're cool, dude.
Matt's like, as long as
what's their secret? I'm like, 60? It's like, why don't you try to get him on our show?
welcome to Duo Finds. I'm a Matt. And this is a Shannon.
Listen here, Chin Yang.
We're going to do a toy video. You watch me.
Oh, no.
You watch our video.
Oh, oh
we like going toy store, go shopping, and we like go strange place food like spam.
And then they just like hold up the peace sign at the end
because Ehrlich is a fan.
Bye bye.
I hate how accurate you are.
Oh god,
dude! I would just like to see the
if we're not canceled now, it's got to be now.
I would just like to see that version of Matt's like. Oh, look at that. Oh,
no more.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
All right. On that note, I'm going to go tackle Dave Chappelle. Oh, too soon?
No.
Okay.
Rise and shine, my sinners. When Father Evil starts his day, he gets a little deadly. Deadly Grounds coffee has the richest, smoothest flavor you'll find anywhere. It's sinfully delicious. Once you go deadly, you never go back. Order yours at GetDeadly.com. Coffee's so good, it's scary.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.
Greetings! We are the Retro Redoctopus Cephala Podcast, a bi-weekly show that celebrates all the things that made growing up awesome.
He's right. We wax philosophic about lots of geeky crap like old video games and movies, toys, cartoons, I don't know, help me out here.
Music. Pants. Quoting video games that don't have dialogues.
Shabibins.
Tasty news.
Unnecessarily long Japanese onomatopoeia.
Butt breathers.
Uncomfortable nature facts.
Or how to install a samoplange.
And unlike all those other podcasts, we at Retro Redoctopus have an exciting rotating host schedule.
Do we?
We sure do.
So, if you didn't like the guy flapping his gums this week,
like me,
worry not, gentle listener. Next week, we'll have a whole new host.
Of problems.
Hey. They might still suck, but they'll suck differently.
And you know what's really cool? Retro Redoctopus is part of the Dorkening and Inebriar podcast networks, with new episodes every Tentacle Tuesday.
Which is like every other Tuesday. We named it.
Anyways, you can listen to us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, or any podcast player cool enough to carry the only show that celebrates all things that make growing up awesome.